Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
What is not cool is what is happening with Jew hatred around the world, and particularly in the UK. We've been following this story with absolute horror. Unfortunately, not a shock, not a surprise. There are more and more incidents being reported. The question is really, what is going on the ground? When I watch some of the reaction towards MPs, towards local MPs in the area, you can certainly see an incredible amount of rising anger, not unreasonable. Let's talk to Dolph Foreman. He's a British author. He is a social media creator, and he is very vocal on this subject. Dolph, a very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. It is, when we look at the platitudes, we look at the cliches, thoughts and prayers, our hearts are with you. This isn't the Britain that we know. Is that true still? Is that still not the Britain, the UK that we know?
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me. As you say, every single time there's another attack, I mean, this is almost daily now. The Jews wake up, we check our phone, and we expect to see the news of another attack. Over the past few weeks, that was the news of an arson attack, perhaps another synagogue shul being destroyed and firebombed, perhaps the ambulances again being destroyed and firebombed, perhaps another school child pushed onto the train tracks on public transport or beaten up, or perhaps another university student assaulted on their university campus. But this time we check our WhatsApps and news comes in of another stabbing, and yet again the government, politicians, police commissioners issue simple words. They put out their thesaurus. First it was appalled, then it was shocked, then it was surprised, then it was terribly devastated. I mean, they're running out of words now, but the Jewish community are fed up of words. We don't need any words, we need action.
Is there a sense that this is actually going to happen? Because there are very, very clear steps that could be taken that so far have not been.
Well, as I say, I mean, they keep saying the right things. They keep showing solidarity. They keep saying this isn't the Britain we know and that anti-Semitism has no place here. But we keep seeing that it does, and we keep seeing that nothing ends up changing. I mean, as you say, there are clear steps that can be taken. The IRGC could be prescribed. We could kick out the Iranian diplomats from our country. We could prescribe the Muslim Brotherhood, which is radicalizing young people across our country in mosques and university campuses and schools. We could ban hate preachers from coming into this country and are radicalizing people. We could also send a clear message to anti-Semites that they'll face the full force of the law. And that doesn't mean, like we saw last week, when someone pleads guilty for trying to burn down a shul, that you simply let him out on bail, as they did. I mean, that's completely ludicrous. We need to start showing people that they'll go to prison immediately and be locked up for a long time. And if we don't do that, then ultimately you show these anti-Semites that they can operate with complete impunity, and that they can essentially have a free pass to go and murder Jews, as this man tried to do yesterday.
In order for this to be a success, the whole ecosystem needs to work. So in other words, it needs to be, as you've said, the banning of the RGC. The courts need to be a lot tougher, certainly media does, local security. How many of these factors, the police, etc., how many of these factors need to be fixed in order to start seeing an improvement here?
Well, like, this is completely cross-societal, as you say. This is something, I mean, anti-Semitism now exists across the whole of society. I mean, the NHS, the arts, I struggle to find anywhere in society where you wouldn't find anti-Semitism. And so there needs to be a cross-communal response. And as you say, all these things need to work together. It's a tough feat. It's something which won't be easy. I mean, we've got to a place where anti-Semitism has been completely tolerized, not just for the last 2.5 years, but for decades now. And the solution was only just to chuck more money at security, to build higher walls and thicker fences, to besiege the Jewish community, to essentially ghettoize us in security. Well, we've seen that hasn't worked. We need a complete admission from the British state that they failed. They let us down. And we need to then start building from there. But I fear, I do fear that it already may be too late.
What about the hate marches? I see a lot of commentators online saying that these events have been are largely to blame. Give me your thoughts on that.
Absolutely. Look, for over 2.5 years now, we've tolerated people on our streets, not just calling to globalize the Intifada, calling for things which are even worse, but we've tolerated mass chants of globalizing the Intifada. And people have seen that, and they've been spurred on, and they've inspired to go and do that very thing, to go and globalize the Intifada. They've taken it as a call to arms. And ultimately, those call to arms have not been just directed at Jewish people. They've taken that also to our Jewish community, to our shuls, to our shops, to our ambulances, to our schools. Every single area of Jewish life is under sustained attack in this country. There's no doubt about it. And yes, this may be from a foreign actor like the IRGC, but it may also just be people who have been on these marches or have been inspired by these marches, and they are hate marches. There are no go zones in the United Kingdom for Jews, where if you went as a visibly Jewish looking person, you may not come out in the same way that you went in.
Wow, that is absolutely frightening. Tell me about the feeling within the Jewish community. Again, you know, sitting outside of it, you often don't get an accurate perception. We know people looking into South Africa, we know what it's like in Israel. We think sometimes it's a complete war zone, but actually Tel Aviv Israel is functioning in most parts pretty much normally. So I'm very aware that it might look a lot worse for us looking into the Jewish community than it might be to be there, but maybe it isn't. What is it? What is the feeling in terms of what is happening there?
As you say, the grass is always greener. That's the first thing. And people, of course, are resilient, but most people are questioning, as they are in most countries across the diaspora, where their future lies. And the United Kingdom has had the highest rate of anti-Semitic attacks in all of the diaspora. We do have, I mean, despite this being a Labour government whose stance on Israel has definitely contributed to this, and whose stance on the hate marches has certainly contributed to this, they are supportive in some ways, in that they are giving more and more tens of millions to security. Though, as I say, that just simply isn't the solution, because we need to start tackling the ideology. But look, the community is scared, they are frightened, but as with all Jewish communities across the world, we're resilient, we will fight back, we will stand up, we will use our voices to try and combat this. And again, it may well be too late, but we won't go without fighting, that's for sure. But many Jews are considering if it's time to go.
That is where we leave it. Dov Foreman, a British author, social media creator and activist, thank you for chatting to us.